Welcome in. In this lesson, we're going deep on a roller style switch up modulate in Ableton Live 12, built for jungle and old school D&B vibes. So we're not just making a loop here, we're designing a groove that keeps pushing forward, then flips its own rhythm just enough to stay dangerous, exciting, and alive. This is advanced breakbeat programming, so think bigger than a beat grid. Think in phrases. Think in movement. Think in tension and release. The goal is to build a roller that feels tight and modern, but still has that classic jungle pressure, where the drums feel like they're barely holding together in the best possible way. We'll lean on Ableton stock devices throughout: drum rack, sampler, auto filter, saturator, glue compressor, drum bus, echo, hybrid reverb, utility, EQ8, and if you've got Max for Live, some LFO or shaper movement can really bring the whole thing to life. Start by setting the tempo. For this vibe, go somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. A sweet spot is around 172, if you want that classic jungle urgency without things feeling too frantic. Create a new session or arrangement and loop 8 bars to start. That gives you enough space to hear the groove evolve without getting lost in a tiny 1-bar cycle. Now create your tracks. You want a drum track, a sub-bass track, a mid-bass or res layer, and an atmosphere or FX track. Keep it organized early, because this kind of production gets layered fast. If you're working with a break, warp it carefully. Use Beats Warp mode, keep the transients clean, and avoid stretching the break so hard that it loses its snap and swing. Old school D&B lives and dies on that crunchy break identity. Let's build the core drum foundation. Put a drum rack on your drum track and load it with kick, snare, ghost snare, closed hat, open hat, ride, rim, and maybe a few break slices if you're layering a classic break underneath. There are two good ways to approach this. First option, program the groove from MIDI. Start with the basic backbone, kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, then add ghost kicks and little pickup hits before the main snare points. This creates the forward lean that makes a roller feel like it's breathing instead of just looping. Add hats on offbeats or in 16ths, but don't make them too clean. The magic is in the velocity variation. Second option, slice a break. Drop in something like an Amen or Think break into simpler, switch to slice mode, and map it to a drum rack. Then manually rearrange the slices into your own pattern. This is where the jungle character really comes from. A sliced break gives you shuffle, grime, and history. Then you can layer clean kick and snare samples underneath for punch and consistency. That's a powerful combination. The break gives you personality, and the clean drums give you weight. Now focus on the main roller groove. A good roller doesn't just hit hard, it keeps moving. The snare still needs to land on 2 and 4, but everything around it should create motion. Use ghost notes before or after the snare, kick variations that imply momentum, and occasional break slice fills at the end of the bar. Keep most hits under full velocity. Make the snares strong, but not identical every time. A little human inconsistency is what sells the feel. A really useful mindset here is same but different. So maybe bar 1 has the full groove, and bar 2 is almost the same, but one kick gets removed, a hat flourish gets added, and there's a quick break chop before the final snare. That tiny shift keeps the loop from becoming wallpaper. It feels like the tune is talking to itself. Now let's add swing and micro timing. In Live 12, groove pool is your friend, but use it lightly. You can pull an MPC swing or extract groove from a break and apply it mostly to hats and ghost percussion first. Keep the timing subtle, the random low, and the velocity only as much as needed. Don't overswing the kicks and snares or you'll lose that driving D&B push. Usually the best move is to let the break or hats carry the swing while the main backbeat stays strong and dependable. Next comes the low end. A roller only really works when the bass locks in with the drums. Start with a clean sub on operator or wavetable. Use a sine or triangle bass tone, keep it mono, and make the notes short and intentional. Don't fill every gap just because you can. In this style, bass rhythm is almost like percussion. The placement matters as much as the pitch. Let the sub answer the kick, support the snare hits, and leave space for the break to speak. A good sub should usually stay simple. Maybe it follows a call and response pattern with the drums. Maybe it leaves a rest where a snare lands. Maybe it only pops in on the most important accents. Keep it clean. Add a touch of saturation if you need it to translate on smaller speakers, but protect the low end. The sub should be felt more than heard. Now add the mid-bass layer. This is where the tune starts sounding like a proper roller instead of just drums plus sub. A recent wave-eatable is a strong move, or detune saws through a low-pass filter, or even a simple sampled bass stab in simpler. The exact source matters less than the movement. You want the mid-bass to carry the attitude and the motion. A solid chain here is instrument first, then EQ8, then saturator, then autofilter, then a compressor or glue compressor, with maybe a subtle chorus ensemble if you want width above the sub range. Cut the unnecessary low end out of the mid bass so it doesn't fight the sub, and a little saturation for presence. Use auto filter to create movement, with cutoff or resonance. Keep the compression light so the bass feels glued, not flattened. Now we get to the heart of the lesson, the switch up modulate. This is the moment where the groove shifts just enough to feel like a new chapter without becoming a different song. You can modulate drum density, break slices, bass rhythm, filter cutoff, saturation, delay feedback, reverb throws, stereo width on FX, all of that. The key is that the change should feel intentional and connected to the main phrase. A really effective two-bar switch-up might work like this. In the first bar of the switch-up, remove the main kick for one beat, add a few extra break chops, double the ghost snare activity, open the filter on the mid-bass a little. Then in the second bar, rise into a resonant sweep and finish with a fill, maybe a snare pickup or a crash that points back into the main groove. That's enough to create a real energy lift without losing the track's identity. Automation does a lot of the heavy lifting here. Automate auto filter cutoff. Automate saturator drive. Automate echo feedback or dry slash wet for a short throw at the end of a phrase. Use utility to widen atmospheric effects only, not the low end. Add a touch of drum bus drive during the filled if you want the drums to punch harder. Small moves make a big difference. Often one cutoff sweep or one short delay throw creates more movement than adding three new sounds. Another strong trick is using drum variation to fake a live performance. Don't just copy and paste the same pattern all the way through. Alternate hat patterns. Swap a ghost kick for a rim. Add a break fill every four bars. Remove one snare layer so the next hit feels bigger. Drop the break for a beat and let the bass carry tension. Little call and response moments like that make the groove feel human and reactive. If you want to get even more advanced, create two versions of the same drum phrase. Version A can be tighter and more minimal. Version B can have more ghosting and more chop detail. Then swap between them every 8 bars. That gives the arrangement natural evolution without sounding like you're constantly changing the track just for the sake of it. Arrangement matters even when you're working with a loop. For a 32-bar structure, think something like this. Bars 1 to 8 are a stripped intro roller. Bars 9 to 16 bring in the full groove and establish the bass. Bars 17 to 20 hit the switch-up modulate. Bars 21 to 24 return to the main roller with a bit more hat activity. Bars 25 to 28 can act as a breakdown or half-step tension zone. And bars 29 to 32 give you a final lift or a transition back into the drop. That's a classic D&B shape. Functional, DJ-friendly, and still exciting. As you build, glue the mix early. Don't wait until the end. Put drum bus and glue compressor on your drum group. Use drum bus drive carefully. A little crunch is great, but too much boom can muddy fast D&B very quickly. Glue compressor only needs a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 2 dB, just enough to make the drums feel like they're in the same room. Use EQ8 to clean up low rumble or harsh highs if the break gets too crispy. On the bass bus, keep the sub clean and only process the harmonics. If you need sidechain, keep it light so the track still rolls instead of pumping itself apart. A few mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overquantize everything. If every hit is perfectly on the grid, the groove gets stiff and loses its jungle feel. Second, watch your low end overlap. If the sub, kick, and bass all fight in the same space, the whole track gets muddy fast. Third, don't make the switch up feel random. It should sound like a phrase change, not like you switch to a different tune. And fourth, don't overuse fills. If every bar is trying to be special, none of them are. Let the roller roll. If you want a darker, heavier edge, there are some great tweaks. Add distorted harmonic layers underneath the bass instead of just turning the sub up. Automate filter resonance slightly during the switch up for extra menace. Use atmosphere as tension, not decoration. A filtered pad, vinyl texture, or industrial foley tucked low in the mix can do a lot for mood without stealing focus. And make the switch up more aggressive by cutting the kick for half a bar, stuttering the break, or throwing in a reversed impact before the groove slams back in. One especially strong advanced concept is thinking in two-bar phrasing. Make bar 1 your anchor, then make bar 2 a response. Maybe bar 1 is simple and stable, and bar 2 adds a pickup or a delayed answer. That call and response logic works incredibly well in jungle and old school DNB because it keeps the listener locked in without making the pattern too busy. Here's a good practice exercise. Build a 16-bar roller with one clear switch up. Bars 1 to 4 establish the groove. Bars 5 to 8 add variation. Bars 9 and 10 are the switch up with automation. Bars 11 to 16 return to the main roller, but add one new percussion layer so it feels like it evolved. Use a drum rack, a simpler bass break or chop, auto filter, saturator, glue compressor, and at least one automation lane on the bass or effects. If you can make that switch up exciting without adding a brand new sample, that means your arrangement instincts are getting strong.